469 by McConkie, Berenger, Anderson et al. A bill for requiring that human growth and development instruction provided by school districts include instruction on the meaning of consent.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 470 by Mitchell, a bill for enacting relating to the upgrading and expanding of current lagoon-based wastewater treatment systems.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Environmental Protection.
House File 471 by Hinson, a bill for enacting relating to the liability of the private employers, general contractors, and premise owners for negligently hiring or failing to supervise employees, agents, or independent contractors convicted of a public offense.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 472 by Hinson and Wolf, a bill for prohibiting the public employers from seeking the criminal record or criminal history from applicants for employment under certain circumstances, establishing a criminal history employment application task force, providing penalties and including effective date provisions.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 473 by Klein, a bill for an act relating to turtle harvesting season.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Natural Resources.
House File 474 by Gaskill, a bill for an act relating to animals, including dogs, that are subject to certain health and safety regulations, including providing for rabies control and the confiscation of impoundment and disposition of such animals, providing a criminal penalty and making penalties applicable.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 475 by Mattson, James, Cressing et al., a bill for an act relating to the payment of dependent care expenses from campaign funds and making penalties applicable.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 476 by Klein, a bill for an act relating to solar energy system tax credits, including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 477 by Committee on Economic Growth, a bill for an act relating to bioscience-based economic development, the establishment of Bioscience Development Corporation, and membership on the Iowa Innovation Council.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on, The first reading of the bill is placed on a calendar.
House File 478 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act eliminating the Education Telecommunications Council and Regional Telecommunications Councils established under the Iowa Communications Network.
The first reading of the bill is placed on the calendar. Okay. Is ready for commitment and amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 479 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the practice of massage therapy and providing penalties.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
Placed on calendar.
Placed on the calendar.
House File 480 by Jacoby, a bill for an act relating to eligibility for state child care assistance.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment and amendment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 481 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles in the leftmost lane of certain roadways and making penalties applicable.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 482 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to Department of Transportation employees designated as peace officers, including effective date provisions.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 483 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to the gross weight of special trucks and providing fees.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 484 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to motor vehicle accidents resulting in injury or death and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for
thick fog that surrounded our charter bus, I was just able to see the sides of the bridge and the water below the bridge. At that moment, I knew. I knew that we were crossing what was called the moat, the swamp that separated Beaufort, South Carolina from Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, South Carolina. I was about to enter the living hell that I had signed up for 6 months earlier. On that June night in 1976, myself and 70 other men were about to step off the bus onto the Yellow Footprints and begin Marine Corps boot camp. And we were about to meet the stuff of legends. Our drill instructor was an African-American Vietnam veteran named Sergeant Perry. Yes, indeed, when Sergeant Perry stepped on that bus, the living hell began. We quickly learned from Sergeant Perry that there were no black Marines or white Marines or Hispanic Marines. We were all Marines. We were all just different shades of green, light green, dark green, and that has stayed with me for my lifetime. Because in it were profound truths that regardless of color, we were dedicated to the Marine Corps principles of duty, honor, and country, and that what we cared about was the content of our character, not the color of our skin. We were all green. The stuff of legends. Sergeant Perry introduced us to Marine Corps history, and I learned about Frank Peterson, the first African-American Marine Corps aviator and the first African-American general in the Marine Corps, or as Sergeant Perry would say, the first dark green Marine to attain these milestones. General Peterson retired from the Marine Corps in 1988 after 38 years of service. At the time of his retirement, he was by date of aviator designation the senior ranking aviator in the U.S. Marine Corps and the United States Navy, with respective titles of Silver Hawk and Gray Eagle. General Peterson served combat tours in Korea and Vietnam. He has a U.S. Navy destroyer named after him. This stuff of legends, General Peterson passed away at age 83 in 2015. After learning about General Peterson and other Marine Corps legends, and after the living hell of boot camp under Sergeant Perry, who went on to become a sergeant major, the highest enlisted rank in the Marine Corps, I began my career. And only 3 years later, I myself was in drill instructor school in San Diego, and my mentor there was Staff Sergeant Fry, an African-American Marine and another legend in the Corps that helped me be an effective drill instructor. 11 years later, we would serve together again in 29 Palms, California, under Colonel James Mad Dog Mattis, and once more, Sergeant Major Fry mentored me to become an effective First Sergeant of Marines. The stuff of legends. Carlton Kent became the 16th Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, the highest enlisted position in the Corps, and the senior enlisted advisor to the Commandant of the Marine Corps. He served in this position from 2007 until 2011, and I was honored to serve with this hard-as-nails legendary Marine in 1989 while on drill instructor duty in Pensacola. This African-American dark green Marine epitomized everything it meant to be a United States Marine. From the fog of night in 1976 at Parris Island, South Carolina, through my retirement in 1996, my career as a Marine was profoundly impacted by the stuff of legends, these hard-as-nails dedicated military professionals, Sergeant Perry, General Peterson, Sergeant Major Fry, and many others. Some of those I served with are now gone, some lost in battle, some to training accidents, and some because the good Lord gave them change of duty orders, transferring them from this earth to sentry duty guarding the gates of heaven. I am profoundly grateful to be able on this day to honor their legacy, their legend, and their impact on my life. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I thank God that I served with men such as Sergeant Perry, General Peterson, and Sergeant Major Fry that lived